Horace Mann Roadside Assistance. My name is Joy. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I need a tow. My truck blew a brake line.
Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yeah.
Okay, can you provide me with a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
7-1-740-684-1801.
Alrighty, can I get the spelling of your first name?
Donnie, D-O-N-N-I-E.
D-O-N-N-I-E?
Yep.
Okay, and the last name?
Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.
Alrighty, and would you like to receive mobile text updates regarding your service today?
Sure.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. Hey, and are you the registered policy holder?
I think it's under my wife, Kim Thomas.
Let me see. Okay, I am.
Yeah, it'd be Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y.
Okay, let me see. Have your policy number available?
Yep. It's 348-726-7190.
That was 348-726-7190.
Yep.
Okay, are there any dashes in that number?
No, it just says policy number 348-726-7190.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay, I wasn't able to get anything pulled up with that policy number. May I have your zip code?
43076.
Okay, and your vehicle's VIN number?
VIN number?
Yes, sir.
It is 1GCGK24U1Y. E108398.
Okay,
2000 Chevy Silverado. Sorry, buddy. I'll be like, what the hell? Probably. You might want to get out, get your stuff out off the ground, put it in your trunk. Get all that shit out there.
Okay, sir. By any chance, do you have your effective date, your producer code, or your plan letter?
OK, Okay, effective date was 3/29 of 2022. Expiration date 3/29 of 2023. Insured Donald Thomas, Caitlin Thomas, Kimberly Thomas. There's a NAIC number. Did that do anything?
Is the number NAIC, or does it say NAIC and then there's a number?
Then there's a number.
Okay, no.
You want that?
Is there anything on there that says producer code or plan letter?
No, it just says Horseman, Ohio Auto Insurance Information, Agent Maggie, Horseman Insurance Company, the NAIC number. Like 300-225-78 and the policy number 348-726-7190. And it says insured, but
because I'm not getting any results for that information provided, and I used your first and last name, I used your wife's first and last name. I also used the policy number, I used the zip code with the VIN search, then I also changed my DID search engine on my end, and I still wasn't able to find anything for this policy on my end. I still can continue. Well, sorry?
Yeah.
You're off on with her. We need to call.
Hold on, we need to call Kat. Let's see
it, babe. Oh, I'm calling my wife now.
I love you. You'll see us.
You said you're doing what?
I'm calling my wife. It's her insurance. So this is the card she just sent me. So I'm not for sure what's going on here. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you're on speakerphone here. I got these other... the lady online here says that none of this is showing up. Do you have any other numbers for Horseman?
What do you mean none of it's showing up?
Instead of policy number, your name, my name, nothing.
Oh, whatever.
That's what she's saying.
I just paid the bill, so hopefully better have insurance.
Well, I know.
Let me one second. Oh my gosh.
What number are you looking for, ma'am?
I'm sorry.
What? I'm not talking to you, Kim. So what kind of number do you need?
Well, the policy number didn't work for me, neither the VIN number. So I could either use a producer code and a plan letter if she has that available.
Do you hear that, Kim?
I don't. Where would I find that?
Do you know where she would find that at?
It would more than likely be somewhere on the paperwork that you got when you first applied for it, or maybe if you renewed it anytime soon. And it should be near where they have it, the policy number and that sort of information.
Okay, did you give her the right policy number, Donnie?
Yeah, what you just sent me.
All right. I don't know if I even know where any of that paperwork is. Let me look. I'm not going anywhere, Charlie. Come on. Matt, you would be getting a call about this.
Absolutely. I just don't understand why they can't find the policy number. I don't understand.
I have my policy. Which number did she say?
What number did you say again?
Producer code and a plan letter.
Producer code and a plan letter?
No, this is just all like generic, readable code policy. I don't there are no numbers on any of this. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like, none of it has, it's like the same thing for each car. There's no identifiable, like.
Do you see what the policy number is on that paper, Kim?
Yeah, I gave it. I sent it to you.
I know you sent it to me. Just what's it say?
3487267190.
And you can't find nothing under that policy number?
The policy number 3487267190.
Yes.
No, sir.
I don't understand why.
It's just not pulling up anything here in my system. But usually whenever we run into this problem without being able to pull up policy information, either we can continue without the policy number, but you will have a complete out-of-pocket expense. You'll just have to submit a reimbursement consideration.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm paying fucking insurance. No. Is there someone else I could contact?
Let me call Maggie real quick, okay?
Call the adjuster. Thanks, Kim. Is there, I mean, I have insurance through you guys, right? This is Horace Mann, right?
This is Roadside Assistance.
Are you
May I finish?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, since I am Roadside Assistance, I don't work directly with your company, so I can't just, you know, I can't go in and see what's going on with your policy number. So if you want, you can either just continue with the out-of-pocket expense and then submit for reimbursement consideration with your insurance company, or if you wanted to try to get a hold of their customer service department to see exactly if there's anything going on their end with your policy number, then you can do that as well. But as far as, like...
She's calling them right now.
Okay.
All right. I'll call you back. Thank you.
Not a problem. Talk to you soon.